JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
New tuition fee policy results in increased access to education, greater investment in infrastructure, and expansion of the school feeding program were some of the major achievements for the Education Ministry in 2016. Join us now as we recap the year that was. Increasing access to education is one of the main priorities for the government. Last year, the government made a major step towards achieving this goal. It all started with the announcement of increased funding to schools to offset tuition as well as infrastructure upgrades. With this policy, the payment of school fees at the secondary level was no longer mandatory for parents. The government provided $5.3 billion for secondary school support. The disbursement of funds represents an increase from the previous sum of $11,500 to a maximum of $19,000 per student. The funding formula for payment of tuition fees to secondary schools has been changed to allow for greater support to the schools and provide more funding to schools with the greatest needs.
Guidelines have therefore been sent to schools regarding the new school support contribution policy. The guidelines reinforce the ministry's non-obligatory policy towards the payment of parents' contributions.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid. Last year, the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, launched its Support a School program, which aims to certify 100 more basic schools by August 2017. The initiative encourages private entities to donate toys and play equipment, teaching and learning materials, tablets, computers, internet and telephone services. Donations may also go towards the funding of required documents, such as police records and food handler's permits. The ECC advises that the institutions to be considered for funding are those most in need, based on location shown on the poverty map created by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
All of us will have to pull together, because we know that there is a cost to bring your schools up to standard.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. The Ministry of Education made commitments to remove the shift system at more St. Catherine-based schools. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says Spanish Town High is among the priority schools being targeted under the initiative.
We are committed to take all the schools off shift. We have a three-year program to remove all the schools remaining. We have 42 more. Additional amount will be provided in next budget to bring that reality.
The funds will support the build-out of new classrooms and facilities. Nutrition was also high on the ministry's agenda for 2016. $4.3 billion was allocated to the school feeding program for the 2016-17 academic year. The money will provide meals for students in early childhood, primary and secondary schools, including beneficiaries under the program for advancement through health and education path.
Funds will be delivered to the schools within the first week of September, and nutrition products will commence the delivery of the snacks to selected institutions.
Increasing employment opportunities for youth was also a priority. This saw the launch of the New Employment Opportunities for Youth in Jamaica, NEO Jamaica project. Approximately 10,000 youth benefited under the program, which aims to increase job prospects for unattached youth ages 17 to 29. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid endorsed the project, noting that public-private partnership is essential in addressing youth unemployment.
We have to find ways to increase short, medium, and long-term opportunities for our young people. It is imperative.
Implementation of the program is expected to cost an estimated $9.3 million. Finally, the government allocated $233 million to the Jamaica Values and Attitudes JAMVAT program for the 2016-17 fiscal year, a $100 million increase over last year's provision. JAMVAT aims to ensure that all qualified students will continue to have access to tertiary education, regardless of their financial status, while promoting a sense of civic responsibility and encouraging positive values and attitudes towards nation building. Education remains a priority of the government as it seeks to empower citizens to improve their lives and build a stronger Jamaica.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.